Hello? Hey, y'all. Sade? Hi there. Yes. Am I speaking with Sade?
Who's this?
Yes, my name is Edgar. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, ma'am. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. This is a research study. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
Okay.
Okay, how many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Two.
Okay, excellent. And which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? Is it one of the public district schools in Boston, a character school, a public school, but not outside Boston, a private school, a home school, or don't know?
One is charter, one is public.
Okay, so one is public and one is charter. Okay. And what's your age?
Who? My kids?
Your age. I'm going to read you some categories, a statement when you get to your category. Are you between 18 to 24, 25 to 29, 30 to 34, 35 to 39, 40 to 44?
39.
Okay. How do you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary woman. Okay. How would you describe your race?
African American.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm thinking especially of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools. What grades are your children in this current school year? Kindergarten first.
One is 10th grade. And one is pre-K.
Okay. And pre-K. Okay. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston public school system?
It's okay.
You would say very satisfied, somewhat satisfied,
somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, and D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade children was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your 10th grade children's school? A, B, C, D, or F?
The Eagles are charter school, so they're A or B, A minus or B.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thinking now about Boston Mayor, Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job of she's with the Boston Public School?
Say that again.
Yeah, thinking now about Boston Mayor, Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the public school, Boston Public School? Okay, so you would grade her like, out of the list, A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
Okay. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of the children through the exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public Schools system living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well.
Not too well.
Not too well, okay. As you may know, the Boston Public Schools system says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public Schools system is partnering with you?
Oh, that I'll give them a B.
B, would you say very, very well, somewhat well, not too well?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, okay. If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public Schools system is most focused on serving, pick up to your top two, parents, teachers, students.
You want me to die?
The
teachers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you said what else? We have students, we have politicians, the local community, parents.
The teachers and the
students. Okay, thank you. Now, you mentioned you had a children in 10th grade. For this next session, we're going to ask specifically about your 10th grade children. How engaged do you want to be with your 10th grade children's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, very engaged, okay? Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public Schools system enables you to be with your 10th grade children's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged.
Somewhat engaged.
Okay. As a parent of a student in Boston Public School Systems, to what extent do you to agree or disagree with each of the following? My feedback is valuable by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Is that a strongly agree, somewhat disagree? Somewhat agree, okay. The community I received from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand. Is that somewhat strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The Boston Public School Systems makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Is that a strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, the Boston Public School Systems makes me feel welcome. Is that strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right. Thank you. Alright, right now, we are up to 50% of completion for the survey. I will continue. I will try to keep it, quickly as possible, so
please,
I can get you up. Alright, thank you. I'm sorry. How concerned are you about your 10th grade children's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Not too concerned.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about your 10th grade children's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Not too concerned. The school he goes to, I believe, is safe.
Okay. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools with the Boston Public School System? A great deal. A fair amount, not too very much, nothing at all?
Nothing at all. I didn't even know that.
Oh, okay. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public School than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, would you close some schools, merge and modernize some schools and renovate others? How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A Green Deal? Nothing at all. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS, would you include several elements? Would you say your support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? Closing some schools, strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, or don't know?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Merging some schools, are you strongly or somewhat or opposed, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
I think it's going to be a
better.
You would say merging, like,
I'm not opposed to merging the schools.
I can't speak to
that. Okay. Modern some schools, are you strongly support modern some schools, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly support.
Okay, renovating some schools, are you strongly support, somewhat opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Right. How would you rate the conditions of your 10th grade children's school? A great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition?
My 10-year-old goes to charter school. I mean, my 10th grader goes to charter school. He does not go to public school.
Oh, okay. Understood. And, so you should have children in pre-K also, right? You said pre-current?
That's the one who is in the public school.
Oh, that's the one who's in the public school. Okay. Okay. Now, the best of the law lecture, would your 10th grade children's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools, yes or no?
No.
Okay, how familiar are you with the history of schools integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar?
Not really familiar.
Okay. All right. As you may know, in 1974, court orders required Boston schools to integrate cross racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period of in Boston? You, your parents, your grandparents, none? Of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Do you of any of your children attend BPS schools outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No.
No, okay. We're almost done here. We're 75%. I'll be quicker. Have you observed any ongoing efforts with the Boston public school system to address the impact of racism and segregation, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about ways in Boston public schools, could you work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation? Do you think they should do more, do less, or are they going the right amount? Do more, do less, or?
Doing the right amount.
Okay. Do you feel that your 10th grade children's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes, it does. No, it does. Nah. Yes, okay. How has the number of the teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your 10th grade children's school changed over the past few years? There are fewer now, there has been no change? Don't know.
It's more now, I believe. More diverse. Okay.
Okay, great. The last few questions are for statistical purpose only. Do your 10th grade children have individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Does your 10th grade children receive service for English language learners, sometimes called EL? No, okay. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English,
okay. And have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I moved from somewhere else.
Okay. How long have you lived in the city of Boston? Less than 1 year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, 10 to 19, 20 or more years?
20 or more.
Okay. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed, 11th grade or less, higher than high school graduated, some college, or less than 2 years college, some college 2 years or more, college graduate?
I'm a college graduate. I have a bachelor's degree.
Oh, okay. All right. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, 25 to less than $35,000, 35 to less than $50,000, 50 to less than $75,000, 75 to less than. Okay.
50 to less than 75.
All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for helping us today. Have yourself a blessed rest of your week, okay?
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.